Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Liz Cooper's on the line with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Jamie. It's a winter wonderland out there. I feel like I'm in a snow globe.
It is exactly a winter wonderland. Now, before we get started, please tell me that you have either found or replaced your ice scraper, an ice or snow brush.
I found it in my garage, yes. I think it's good for another year, but it is now in the back seat of my car ready to go.
Okay, well, that is good to hear. And we're ready to go. We're off and running with this campaign, Liz.
Oh, my gosh, Jamie, I have amazing news for you. We're all jumping for joy at the United Way here. We reached 40% yesterday of our goal.
Woo!
Yeah, 40%. And we reached, so this means we reached $1 million raised already. And this is the earliest or the fastest we've ever reached $1 million since we've tracked it. So December 4th, we reached $1 million raised, and that's the fastest ever, the most ever.
Yeah, that is great news, because you're certainly hearing our news with a number of charities, how they might be a little bit behind or things are slow. But that is terrific news with this campaign for United Way Perth Huron.
It's amazing. Yeah, for sure. People are digging deep these days. We had an amazing, some stock donations come in, which is a really nice, sort of a painless way to give. Through, you know, your stocks. And also we've had some amazing donations from North Perth come in that were totally unexpected, and we're certainly blessed and grateful for people that think of us this time of year when they may have a little extra to give to a local charity. So we're really, really happy with this amount right now at 40% on December. The early first week of December is a huge milestone for United Way Perth Huron.
That is great to hear. So those light bulbs will be going up. Maybe not necessarily today. But
I know. Well, I will make it into the office today. We'll see if I go over and be able to turn the light on today.
Oh, my God. Liz, play it safe. Play it safe, please. There you go.
I have those boots with the grippers on it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You got to watch. You don't want to fall on the ice. So I do have those grippers. I should be okay.
Now, speaking of this kind of weather, my gosh, we have coldest night of the year that is coming up in February. But boy, when we have weather like this, we think about the whole idea of coldest night of the year.
Exactly. And that's great that you said that, because it's not just about having fun and community involvement and raising money. It's thinking about those that are experiencing, you know, hurt and hunger and homelessness this time of year. That's why we call it coldest night of the year. When we do it in February, we think of the people that are unhoused or couch surfing or living in the encampments, and the money raised from United Way coldest night of the year event goes to ShelterLink. So that is the youth shelter that's in town for young people up to the age of 24, and as well as our Connection Center. So that is at the back of St. Paul's Anglican Church, and it is a day center where those that are experiencing homelessness, actually anybody can come in, but it is for those that need a warm place to go for the day. They get a hot meal, they can do their laundry and have a shower, and then there's access to services there. So it's really a starting point for people to get a step up to have a better pathway in their lives. So two amazing supported partners that United Way supports that the money raised from coldest night of the year go to.
Yeah. Fantastic. So get yourself a team together. And Liz, I'm hearing rumblings. Hopefully this isn't before I should say this, but I'm hearing rumblings of a CJCS Today FM team possibly coming for this as well.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. I could wear your hockey jerseys.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. So, yeah, get yourself a team together and help out with something like this.
Yeah. And we already have 17 teams registered and about 60 walkers. Now, last year we had 45 teams approximately, so we're well on our way to meeting the goals for this year for this event. And we're actually changing it up a little bit for the location this year.
Oh.
So, yeah, instead of Upper Queens Park, where we're kind of slightly removed from the river walk, because you have to go down and around, and those of us that are left up top to run the event don't get to see the walkers that much. So we're moving it down to right on Lakeshore Drive. It's the parking lot that the festival uses for parking right down on Lakeshore, right by the river. So we're having that will be our headquarters for the day.
Okay.
More visible, and then we can watch the walkers as they leave and then come back. And we're just more down by the river where the walk is. So that's something new we're doing this year.
All right, so sort of adjacent to Lower Queens Park there, that sort of area. Perfect. Okay, so we look forward to that, and we've got lots going on with United Way Perth Huron. Let's do a shout-out for, gosh, Keys for Community, which was big.
Oh, my goodness. It was a tiny little campaign we started, and it's exploded. It's been great. So we have four dealerships in Stratford, car dealerships in Stratford, that have agreed to give us $25 for every unit sold for 3 months. And my goodness, the December 1st has come, and I've given them a call, and oh, my goodness. So Stratford Honda has raised $2,900. Stratford Motor Products has raised just over $2,700. Stratford City Mazda has raised $1,200, and we're just waiting to hear back from Stratford Nissan on what they've collected for those 3 months. So, my goodness, thank you to all those dealerships for taking part in this mini campaign. It's a small amount, but my goodness, wow, when we collect those dollars, it really adds up, and it's kind of a fun, it's sort of a little competitive little way to be involved in the community. So, yeah, we thank them.
Isn't that awesome? That is great with Keys for the Community. And Liz, just before we let you go, we talk about how we can help out with this campaign with United Way Perth Huron, especially the workplace campaigns. And I'm taking a look at the list here. These are some heavy hitters that help out with this amazing campaign.
Yes, those payroll deductions are rolling in, and I'll give you a quick list if you don't mind for sure. We've got workplace campaigns running at AccuMetal, Avon Maitland District School Board, BMO, Culleton, Curtis Wright, Thom & Company, Huron Perth District School Board, and Huron Perth Public Health. So quite a few there with big staff, and which means big money that will trickle down to us. So we really want to give a shout out to we call them the champions at workplaces that help run this for us. So the HR department, sometimes other staff members that go to bat for us and convince the staff to do a small payroll deduction for the year, and it really adds up. So we really want to thank those workplaces that are running right now.
So that is awesome. So you can, of course, make a donation either through a workplace campaign or individual, or again, get yourself a team together for Coldest Night of the Year. Again, with the postal interruption, best to donate online, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, or of course, when it's safe to do snow. So with the snowy weather, you can always drop by the offices on Erie Street.
You betcha. Yeah, don't put it in the mail yet. That's for sure. So, thank you, Jamie.
Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks, Liz, and stay safe.